Imagine this. You're jogging down the street when two white men cut you off and gun you down. Imagine that it takes your state 2 months to bring about charges on your killers. Imagine that people defend your killers, saying that they were in their right to attempt a citizen's arrest, that you shouldn't have resisted, that you deserved to die. That's the case of Ahmaud Arbery. Now imagine this. You're sitting at home with your boyfriend when you hear banging at the door. Now, unbeknownst to you, the police are trying to come into your home unannounced. To you, they sound like a home invasion. So your boyfriend legally grabs their firearm and shoots one shot at the officers. They return 20 shots, 8 of them hitting and killing you. Your boyfriend goes to jail for shooting an officer. That's the story of Breonna Taylor. But that's not all. And we'll be going more into depth on both of these stories on this episode of Jairus the Unofficial Therapist. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 6th ever episode of Jairus the Unofficial Therapist. I'm your host, Jairus the Unofficial Therapist. Let's go ahead and do the verbal disclaimer. This episode of Jairus the Unofficial Therapist is not for those without an open mind. From the title, you already know that this topic is something that many of you will not be able to listen to and understand the severity of. This episode covers the very controversial topic of the shootings of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Opinions stated in this episode are those of solely Jairus and not of Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Radio Public, Google, Apple, or anyone else. Viewer discretion is advised. Now, before we get started, I do want to say you all can support me at anchor.fm/tolson/support. Again, that is anchor.fm/tolson/support. In a set of stories that are all too familiar, Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor became victims of extreme violence. Both were black, both of their cases are still under investigation, but mostly only after tremendous public outcry. Both tragic incidents left their families with more questions than answers, and sadly, justice still remains in the air. Ahmaud Arbery endured a modern-day lynching, and Breonna Taylor endured the police incompetence and brutality that has become all too familiar in recent times. I just find it upsetting that in the America that supposedly prides itself on equality and justice, that it took 2 months, public outcry, and video evidence for the police in Brunswick, Georgia to start investigating Arbery's killers. I think it's upsetting that through the numerous amounts of evidence, the Kentucky Stand Your Ground law, public outcry, and officer misconduct, no arrests have been made on the account of Breonna Taylor. But here's what Sonny Hostin, host of The View on ABC, had to say about the shooting of Breonna Taylor.
We're seeing other crazy stuff, like there's been a huge uptick in anti-Semitic and racial crimes as well. And there's one that you don't think is getting enough attention, Sonny. Please bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, the shooting, death, and murder of Breonna Taylor. You know, I feel like where's the outrage? Because this pandemic that disproportionately affects people of color is bringing to light all the disparities and also the violence that African Americans have to deal with on top of the coronavirus. You know, when Megan's talking about millennials getting screwed over and over again, I just feel like African Americans get screwed over and over and over again. And Breonna Taylor, she was shot 8 times in Louisville, Kentucky by the Metro Police. Police officers, they entered her house March 13th. She was an EMT and part-time nurse on the front lines fighting the coronavirus. They were executing some sort of search warrant, even though the actual culprit had already been arrested. Her boyfriend was inside. The police did not actually knock and announce, and so they thought there was a break-in. And because Kentucky is the kind of state where you can stand your ground and protect your home, he had a firearm, and he shot out because, again, he thought this was a home invasion. The police shot inside the home and killed her, shot her 8 times. And, you know, they actually arrested her boyfriend for shooting at the police. So when you think about that, when you think about, you know, and I kind of just felt like, where is the outrage there where you have a frontline worker, an African-American woman in her home, shot dead by the police, and no one talked about it. No one talked about it. And her mother wasn't even told what happened. Her mother just was told to go to the hospital. I just thought, where is the outrage there? I think people are talking about it now, finally.
Where is the outrage? People of color have been disproportionately affected by numerous things on top of misconduct by the men and women that swore an oath to protect and serve. What Breonna Taylor went through is no exception. Since the tragic shooting, death, and murder of Breonna Taylor, prosecutors in Kentucky have filed a motion to drop the attempted murder and assault charges against Kenneth Walker, the boyfriend of Breonna Taylor. The FBI has opened an investigation. The Louisville Metro Police Department said it would require all sworn officers to wear body cameras. None of the three officers who entered Taylor's apartment wore body cameras since they were plain clothes narcotics officers. Here's my thoughts on the subject. Black people in this country are not ignoring Breonna Taylor or the injustice done to her. I think we're tired. Every time we turn around, another injustice is done to us. We are again getting oppressed and nothing is being done about it. Through the outrage, the most that usually comes out of it is paid administrative leave and thoughts and prayers. So yeah, we're tired of yelling and screaming because from that, all you get is a raspy voice. But let's move on to the story of Ahmaud Arbery. 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery was violently and unjustly killed by Gregory and Travis McMichael. When I first heard of this, my reaction was defeat, disgust, and despair. But to better illustrate my reaction, I want to play a clip of Amanda Seales, co-host of The Real on Fox, as she had just heard of the news of Ahmaud Arbery and had to film an episode of The Real. Take a listen.
Happy Tuesday, ladies. How are you?
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
I'm not good.
What's wrong?
What's wrong, Amanda?
What's wrong? What's wrong, Amanda? Wait.
What happened? What's wrong?
By the time this airs, I hope something has been done. But I just saw the video of the 25-year-old young man, Ahmaud Arbery, in Georgia. And they have video of him being gunned down by these two white men with guns who felt that he was running in their neighborhood and they needed to go take him out. And they have video of it. They have video of them taking this young man's life. And he's literally just jogging through the neighborhood and they cut him off with their truck. And he's running and they shoot him in his stomach and he's trying to keep running and he falls to the ground. And I sit here every day on this show and I go in our comments and I see people say, why does she always talk about race? Why do we always talk about black people? Why are we always talking about, why can't we just sit up here and have a good time? Because things like this are actually happening. I feel crazy. I feel crazy right now. And we're going to sit here and do a show right now. And I just saw the most horrific thing I think I may have ever seen in my life.
Amanda's reaction was similar to mine and probably similar to anyone else who saw the horrific video of Ahmaud Arbery's murder. Let me give you all some details on the story so that you can form your own opinion. The McMichaels were part of a Facebook group for homeowners in the Satilla Shores neighborhood. In that Facebook group, numerous conflicting descriptions of African Americans were listed as stealing from the homeowners. The murder of Ahmaud Arbery was recorded by William Roddy Bryan Jr. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is overseeing the investigation on the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. It took 2 months for any arrest or charges to be made. The only justification the McMichaels could come up with is inherently racist in itself. Gregory McMichael stated that he felt Arbery was the source of recent break-ins in the neighborhood. He then proceeded to call his son Travis. According to the police report, the men grabbed a .357 Magnum handgun and shotgun, got into a pickup truck, and chased Mr. Arbery, trying unsuccessfully to cut him off. A third man was also involved in the pursuit. I do want to say that the man who recorded the murder, William Roddy Bryan Jr., has been arrested alongside the McMichaels and all have been charged with felony murder. Deceit, disgust, and deception. All three words could be used to describe the McMichaels. I honestly do not understand the feeling that I'm feeling. This is a one-of-a-kind story. Actually, you know what? I take that back. This reminds me of Emmett Till. This reminds me of Charleston 9. This reminds me of every time black people are unjustly killed by people who have a problem simply because of our skin color. This reminds me of every time black people are systematically oppressed for no apparent reason. This reminds me of the injustices and indecencies that are sewn into the fabric of this country. This reminds me of every time black people are limited to what we can and cannot do. Here's a list of what black people can't do anymore. We can't go jogging, Ahmaud Arbery. We can't relax in the comfort of our own homes, Botham Jean, Atania Jefferson, and now Breonna Taylor. We can't ask for help after being in a car crash, Jonathan Farrell, Renisha McBride. We can't have a cell phone, Stephen Clark. We can't leave a party to get safety, Jordan Edwards. We can't play loud music, Jordan Davis. We can't sell CDs, Alton Sterling. We can't sleep, Ayanna Jones. We can't walk from the corner store, Mike Brown. We can't play cops and robbers, Tamir Rice. We can't go to church, Charleston 9. We can't walk home with Skittles, Trayvon Martin. We can't hold a hairbrush while leaving our own bachelor party, Sean Bell. We can't party on New Year's, Oscar Grant. We can't get a normal traffic ticket, Sandra Bland. We can't lawfully carry a weapon, Philandro Castile. We can't break down on a public road with car problems, Corey Jones. We can't shop at Walmart, John Crawford. We can't have a disabled vehicle, Terrence Crutcher. We can't read a book in our own car, Keith Scott. We can't be a 10-year-old walking with our grandfather, Clifford Glover. We can't decorate for a party, Claude Reese. We can't ask a cop a question, Randy Evans. We can't cash our check in peace, Yvonne Smallwood. We can't take out our wallet, Amado Diallo. We can't run, Walker Scott. We can't breathe, Eric Garner. We can't live, Freddie Gray.